Episode number 186, Camaros Unleashed.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the CamaroC28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the CamaroC28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the CamaroC28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
You ready to go?
This is going
to
be one heck of a big episode.
We had a pretty good week this week, so we got some stuff we got to talk about.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be... nearly an hour long like the last episode. We know you guys like them to be
a little bit longer than
full,
15 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, but not that bad. So yeah,
that was an oddity for us.
We got a lot to talk about. We're not gonna pull any punches here on this one.
Nope.
Let's just get right into it. Camaros Unleashed. What's that mean, Chris?
Well, Camaros are going to be shipping from Oshawa starting Monday morning. Can you believe that? They're gonna like open the floodgates.
Yeah.
And then they're off to the dealers.
It's not that much further now, man.
I know. How I'd like to be sitting at those gates with a camera watching them all rolling out.
Yeah.
And that'd be cool.
You have to spend your night in jail, but hardly worth it. Besides that, I don't want to impede the progress. I mean, I'd rather have them show up than to look like a picketer in front of a factory. That's just the way I would see it. You know, a bunch of people hanging around. I don't know. It'd be cool to be there. It really would to celebrate. But at the same time, I don't want to impede the flow.
Yes.
I want to let them do their job.
Yeah.
Get the cars out instead of having to struggle to get them out because there's a mob of crazy Camaro enthusiasts in front of the gates.
Yeah.
So Friday night, last Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Scott made a post in the Camaro forum saying anybody in Metro Detroit, there might be some Camaros at this restaurant in Troy. So we just might have shown up. And what do you know? There was 4 Camaros there.
Yeah.
The same 2 that we drove last month, mm-hmm. which was the yellow SS and the Inferno Orange. Was that one LT car?
Yep.
And then there was 2 other V6 cars there, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
And it created quite a mob scene right there on Rochester Road.
It wasn't as bad as what it was normally at, like car shows or things like that. I mean, it was a lot more relaxed. You didn't have to fight to see the car, much less get in the car. It was pretty simple, pretty casual. Saw a lot of old friends there.
Yes.
And made some new friends as well.
Sure.
We have a new member on the board that goes by 3.
Okay.
That's it. Because
just 3?
He's got VIN number 3.
Oh, okay.
He's a General Motors employee, and so is his lovely wife. And they've gotten... They each had a Camaro for the past 3 months, and you might have seen it posted elsewhere. But when we were talking to them, they said they next thing you know they're posting on our board too. So it's nice to have them there because they can provide some valuable insight. So look for their post. But anyway, back to the cars. Scott and Cheryl were there.
Yeah.
Chatted with them a little bit. Some people were taking test rides.
Oh yeah,
it was pretty cool to see. I think that was the first time we've really seen the cars. Inspirited driving,
yeah,
from an outsider standpoint,
yeah.
And I got to tell you, both of them move.
I'm sure there's going to be lots of pictures out there because it seemed like everybody who was there mm-hmm. had a camera, a cell phone, video camera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I saw somebody attaching a video camera to the windshield of one of the cars and then went for a spirited run.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that's a member of Motown Muscle, one of our. Local car clubs here. It was very cool to just kind of, instead of taking pictures and trying to absorb that, you know, with my camera, I spent a lot more time talking to people and watching and listening to what they had to say. I know Scott does this a lot. He kind of overhears things. And it was really cool to hear what they had to say.
I think I sold another car too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How's that?
This girl pulled up in the parking lot driving a Honda.
Oh, yeah.
She was a younger girl, very nice looking. And she walked over and she said, "Are these your cars?"
Titty pop.
and we just explained what was going on, you know. And she said, "You know, I want to buy a BMW. I just don't know which BMW I want. However, now that I've seen the Camaro in person, I'm going to buy a Camaro. Do you mind if I sit in one?" "Sure, by all means." So at first she was thinking she would get a V6 car.
Yeah.
And then she sat in the SS. And now she's thinking she wants to get an SS.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this the one that I overheard mention that she never owned an American car before?
That is true.
This will be her first American car.
Right.
If she doesn't get swayed by the call of the foreign.
Yeah.
Automobile, that is.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking about something as we watched the SS go on a test ride. And again, spirited driving, but nothing reckless or out of control by any stretch. And I got thinking about something. Everybody complains about the... not everybody. There are some complaints out there about the dyno runs and or quarter mile times. And I got thinking about my daily driver, my 4,000 plus pound Trailblazer SS. That thing's got to weigh, gosh, a lot. Okay. And it's got a 400 horsepower LS2. LS2?
Yes.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, right. With all wheel drive. And I was just a fraction of a second away from a 13-second quarter mile in that. Now, granted, it does have all-wheel drive. Also, consider that it weighs a heck of a lot more than a Camaro. Yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking that the Camaro is not going to be any slouch or any worse than the predicted quarter mile times that some people don't find as appealing as what they should be.
Oh.
And like I always say, if it doesn't do what I want it to do, I'll figure out a way to make it happen anyway.
Yeah.
So it's
it should be an interesting summer.
The potential is there, and we're going to find out what it can do. I'm sure. I'm sure it won't be long before we see one in the 11s quickly. 12s, no problem.
Yeah.
Some guy's going to bolt a bottle onto it and say, bye.
Yeah.
So it was a great night Friday night. Had a great dinner with Scott and Cheryl and the rest of the gang. Good friends and good times. That's what it was all about.
Heck yeah, I can't wait for the summertime.
Yeah, there is a thread about it with some pictures. Very good ones, actually, in the 2010 general section. So
yeah, I'll go ahead and post a link to that in the show notes.
Sounds good. We also released a PDF.
Yeah.
A new PDF.
We got this PDF, and it's called Getting to Know Your Camaro. And I guess it's kind of like a guide to, you know, how to use the Camaro's features inside, from the radio controls to the iPod controls to launch control to, you know, all the little things, wipers and
competition mode and
yeah, all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was pretty neat.
It was kind of like, I thought it was great to kind of hit the ground running on how to operate it.
Something like a condensed version of the manual.
Right.
Something quick and easy guide.
Yeah.
As soon as you get your Camaro.
And we've got it available for download once again in the 2010 general forum where a lot of the action happens.
Absolutely. I'll be putting a link to that in the show notes too.
Okay, cool. I think the coolest part was the competition mode with launch control.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of neat. Some guys were saying that it would, you know, hurt quarter mile times, but I bet you anything, the upside is it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what it's kind of about, you know, fun first and then numbers later. I mean, you know, but check it out. It's a pretty cool document. It's got some interesting stuff that I was glad I got to read about. And let's see here. What else we got going on here?
We've been getting new posters on the message board that say they've heard about us through the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we just want to encourage everybody who's listening to this podcast who hasn't actually signed up on the site to go ahead and sign up on the message board, CamaroZ28.com. Just click the forums link, and there's a little link there to sign up. And then we have a new member section. You can go ahead and introduce yourself in that section and then continue posting on the board. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, if you're a regular listener, by all means, and you haven't, you know, been a part of the online community, we'd love to have you contribute there, too, and tell us about you and join the fun and discussion. There's a great, like you said, there's a great year ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we appreciate anybody listening and being a part of our community. It's always, it's what it's all about.
I just think it's weird when we hear from people who haven't been to the site but have listened to our podcast, because it was like, you know, we were doing the message board and this was kind of like, you know, a spinoff of the site.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like an addendum to the site.
Right.
And it's funny that people are actually listening to the podcast and then hearing about the site.
Right. The site used to bring new listeners. Now the listeners bring people to the site. And that's great. Either way, we don't care as long as, you know, we have a great community. That's what we want. That's our goal.
I bet you they see us in iTunes, though. That's probably where they're getting it.
Yeah. There's some cool podcasts out there. There's some other cool podcasts. But ours is obviously the best. Hands down.
Yeah.
Well, you were telling me earlier here that you were checking out the Magnaflow website.
Yeah. And I still haven't seen a sound clip for the Camaro yet.
Because we didn't get to finish that sentence. But I'm sure it's going to be any day now. Yeah. I mean, especially if they're shipping. That means that, not only are the dealers getting the cars, but the manufacturers are getting the cars, and they're probably just waiting. They're
itching,
they got it ready just to bolt it on, test it, and get it out there.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Magnaflow.com all the time.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. But anyway, so you were also saying that we got some voicemails.
Oh, yeah. Did we ever?
Oh, we
have seven voicemails this week.
And that's why we really got to wrap this, not wrap it up, but I should say speed it up.
Yeah, and we got to give away a prize, too,
that's right.
We do every week this year.
Yeah, we pick a voicemail, and we give out a free goodie, whether it be, well, who knows what, because we have this big old prize vault right next to our bomb shelter in the back of the studio.
Yeah.
Next to the airplane hangar full of cars.
Let me play the first one
here. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, guys, Bear Z28, I was just listening to a little story there, the encounter with a Challenger on the podcast. It was funny. It kind of reminds me of, I digress. I was coming back from this place, Tularosa, I think it was, and I had this 08 Mustang GT next to me. Now, of course, I'm driving a Camaro, and the guy looks over at me, same thing, I nailed it. And I think I passed him, and then the next time he tried it again, and he got the jump on me before I could downshift, and he put a car length on me. I downshifted, passed him, and put an eighth mile on him. And again, I wasn't going too fast. And I don't condone street racing, even though I've already been flagged by the state police for that. But anyway, long story. So I like the little side stories like that, guys. It's great. Still great podcast, guys. I'm still here. So keep it up. I can't wait to see the new Camaro out in the streets, and I've seen the dyno videos. It's outstanding. So, all right, thanks. Later.
Great to hear from you, Bear.
You know, I told my story. I'd like to hear that story about you being Flag Bear. You have to call in and tell us that story or write in. We'll read it, one of the two. Thanks for calling in as usual, buddy.
Yep. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Chris. This is Ben Mark from the message boards. I'm a first-time caller. Well, I've got a dilemma and I've got a question for you guys. I've got an 84 Z28 Camaro HO. The dilemma is whether or not I trade that in on a new Camaro, which I'm very excited about, or whether I keep and restore it, or whether I keep it and buy a new Camaro. That's the dilemma I have. Still trying to work that out. But I do have a question. The question is, I know they've got nearly 14,000 orders on hand. How long is it going to take me to burn through that, and what's their daily production? Or throughput for the Camaro. That's it. Enjoy your show. Keep up the great work, guys. Bye.
Okay, let's address his first question. He wants to know what he should do with his third-gen Camaro that he has, his 84. Should he keep it and buy a new Camaro? Should he sell it and get a new Camaro?
I think he should keep it and get a new Camaro.
Yeah.
Because I think... Well, I've said this many times. I've always had a soft spot for third gens.
Yeah,
and I think that as the focus drifts towards the fifth gen, focus will leave obviously the previous generations for a little while, but then I think that the third gens might make a little comeback, especially the ones that are well done, well preserved, or highly customized and show quality. That's my opinion.
Yeah,
they also make killer drag cars.
Okay, his next question is, how long do you think it's going to take them to burn through all those pre-orders? And what's the production right now?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself, actually. We probably should consult John Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
John, again, we know you're listening. So when you do hear this, if it's not too late, give us a buzz and let us know the answer to that one.
From what I understand is they're not at max capacity right now because they're still working on quality of the car and make sure everything is going correctly. So once they have it down to a science, then I think they'll ramp up production.
Yeah, that's pretty typical as far as a production scenario for an automobile plant. It's not like opening the gate and letting the cows roam the fields as fast as possible. They got to really kind of ease into it. It's a complicated process building a car. It's not as simple as what it used to be, where it's just chassis, engine, body, and steering wheel and seat, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very complicated. There's a lot of sensitive and delicate procedures that have to be involved to ensure quality. And so, yeah, absolutely. The final jobs per hour output is going to really kind of determine that, at least the average amount. It depends on how many shifts, if it's 24 hours or three shifts.
They only run one 8-hour shift.
Is that what it is? Okay, yeah. Then the jobs per hour can determine that. I don't know if that information is even available to be let out, but John, let us know.
Yep, as soon as we get the information, we'll pass that along.
You betcha.
Okay, I'll move on to the next one.
All right.
Hi, guys. This is Need for Speed 57. I'm new to the podcast, and I was just wondering if there's a number or internet site that we can go to check on our build order without bothering the dealer with this information. Also, too, the other question is, Port, is the are you guys going to do anything with the Magna Charger or some kind of supercharger for your cars? Just let me know what you feel about it, and I appreciate the show, and I hope this gets aired on one of your shows. Y'all have a good day.
Okay. To address the first question, is there an email address or a website you can go to for your build?
I know that there's a lot of information out there that I've seen that show what builds have been built.
Yeah.
But I don't know about...
like, somebody posted an email address to GM Canada, okay. And they were actually getting information about their build. But I guess you're supposed to go through your dealership.
That's what I was going to recommend. I believe that's the first stop in getting that information, because they, you know, remember, they work for you.
Right.
And
they can pull up your workbench form.
I think that's the proper way to do it, but I don't know, you know, if sometimes the dealer says, oh, I don't have time for that, so I don't know, or what, I don't know. It depends on how good your dealer is. Yeah. That's what I try first. And if they can't give you an answer, then ask them ask your dealer where you can go from there, because you'd like that information on your car.
Yeah. His second question is, are we going to do anything with a supercharger?
Maybe. I'm looking at my options. Yeah. My car is going to be in SEMA this year, so it's going to be in the Nitto tire display.
Okay.
And I don't want it to just be wheels and tires. You know, I mean, to be in SEMA, man, you got to bring your A game. You got to bring your big guns. So I've been thinking about a supercharger.
Okay.
What do you?
I'm going to deal with my car on a stock basis for at least this summer.
Good.
I want to get everything out of it that I can in stock form first.
Right. Good. I'm glad you're going to do that. So when I get tired of racing mine around, I can come and drive yours.
Yeah.
Good voicemail. Thank you very much for that. We always appreciate any kind of voicemail. In fact, like we said, we're giving away a prize every week, a Camaro Z28.com or Camaro Goodie for the one that we seem to use the most or talk about the most or generate the most content. And we encourage anybody to call in and ask a Camaro-related question or a site-related question or podcast-related question. And here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at Camaro Z28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got about four more of these we got to burn through.
Oh my God. Awesome.
Guys, Mudbone calling in. Been listening to the podcast with your driving review, and I actually have listened to it twice. I've kind of enjoyed it. Got a question for you guys, or something to talk about. In listening to you talk about the difference between driving the V6 car and the V8 car, you didn't really say it, but it kind of sounds like that there's not a great deal of difference, you know, in the daily driving, just sort of the around town and highway driving. Difference between the two cars, and I just wanted you to comment on that. I've driven V6 fourth gens and V8 fourth gens, and there's clearly a difference in those cars. There's really a major difference, you know, just in the driving feel of the car. The V6 car just, you know, feels like less of a car, and same thing with the Mustang. I drove a V8 Mustang, the latest generation Mustang, not the 10 model, but the 05-06 cars with the V8 and the V6. You know, there's just a definite difference in the car, and the V8 car is, I don't know, more polished, I guess I would say. Well, I guess what I'd like to hear is, am I taking your comments right, that there's really, for daily driving, not a lot of difference between the cars? You really got to hammer the V8 to get the power out of it, and let's just hear what you think. Anyway, guys, keep on keeping on, and enjoying the show. Bye.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Mudbone. There.
It was good to hear from him again. I think he's fair in saying what he said, because driving between the V6 car and the V8 car, aside from the power and the brakes, I think it's a great daily driver car. There's not a huge difference in drivability.
That's right, Chris. you know, the way I look at it is this. If you got one guy that's got $10 million in the bank, and you got another guy that's got $15 million in the bank, there's a significant difference between the two, but they're both so far up there that it almost doesn't seem to make much of a difference when it comes down to it. It's just up there.
Yeah.
You know, he's right on the money, though. I mean, the cars, for just a drivability standpoint, there isn't a way you can really say, but, you know, the V6 is anemic, or it's, you know, the V8 is where it really shines, you know, or the miles of difference between the two. It's not like that anymore.
No.
They're both performance cars at heart.
Yeah.
Not even though they're economical, the V6 is not an economy car in performance and drivability.
I guess I'd have to spend more time in both cars, like for like days, to be able to find real differences between the two models.
Other than the obvious horsepower and braking, and you know, there's just not a surprising difference between the two as far as driving. Just driving around, you'd be hard pressed to notice the difference unless you're just completely annihilating the rear tires. Great voicemail as usual there, Muddy. Muddy, Mud Skipper.
Okay, we'll move on to the next one.
All right.
Hey, Jason, Chris, this is Andy, Quasar Boutier from the forums. Mainly just wanted to call and say thanks for the Camaro Anthology prize. It definitely is awesome. I'm still looking at it. Had another question, just maybe something for you guys to talk about. Just some thoughts. What are you guys thinking the aftermarket is going to do with like an aftermarket hood? That's been my main thing. What do you expect to see? Raised towels? I don't know. Just throw out some ideas. Again, thank you guys, and keep up the good work.
I think we've talked about this before, that the aftermarket is standing 10 deep for this car. So I would fully expect a hood out for this car quick from someone like Suncoast or SLP or something like that.
You know, I meant to touch on this on one of the previous callers there. You talked about a supercharger in Magnuson making a supercharger. I'd consider a Magnuson, but I don't know about hood clearance. I do know that the same style supercharger that works on the new ZR1 works on the Pontiac G8, because SLP is doing it with their new G8 Firehawk.
Right.
I don't believe they had to change the hood to make that happen. The Camaro's another story, though. I would think that if SLP made, I'm just guessing, I really don't know, if SLP does the same thing with the Camaro, put out a package like that, whether or not they have to change the hood, I think they will anyway, just because it's SLP style.
Oh, of course.
And that's just one example of what's going on in the aftermarket right now. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of choices out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you're welcome with the prize. Thanks for calling in. Those are the Camaro Anthology CDs and the Camaro Ad CDs come to us from High Tech Software. Anybody wants to check those out, it's htsoftware.com. Very cool software. We talked about it in a few podcasts ago, so check it out. Good stuff.
Okay, I'm going to move on to the next one.
All righty.
Quasar Blue TA again. I forgot the most important thing I called to tell you guys about. I was driving home from work the other night, and I actually saw my first 5th-gen Camaro. So they're definitely out there. The silver ones look like an SS. From what I could tell, I almost jumped the median to go look at the thing. But, they're out there, and I can't wait to get mine in the garage. Thanks again, guys.
Me and you both.
Yeah, they're out there. Yeah, definitely.
Just don't kill yourself or anybody else.
And after Monday, even more are going to be out there.
It's going to be awesome. Thank God that the spy shots and all that junk is over.
Done.
Had it.
Yeah.
One more?
The last one.
Okay.
Yes, my name is Brian Chambers. I live in Louisiana. I just ordered a Camaro SS1. I was just wondering, since it didn't come with the four gauges in the console, will I be able to put them in later on or not? Could you find out and tell me about it? Thank you.
So the 1SS cars don't come with the four-pack gauge.
Right. There's like a little cubby. Right. Little.
I'm sure you can buy that from GM parts.
I would think so. I would hope so.
It's an SS. So I'm sure all the wiring will be right there for it. Mm-hmm. Just plug right in.
Yeah. And
I would assume.
We don't know the answer to things like that. Those always kind of come out once the cars are introduced and you find out, hey, you know, this from this car will just bolt right into that car.
Right, because I consume the same thing with, the ambient lighting.
Right, you wonder about things like that.
You know, if the 1SS isn't going to come with ambient lighting, but can you buy it from the dealer and stick it in your door panels?
Maybe. We'll find out. And that's
The
thing about Camaro owners, man. They want to know, and they'll pull something apart just to see what's underneath.
Of course.
And again, the aftermarket may take care of that, too. I would love to see an aftermarket gauge cluster for that same spot. Like, you pull the factory one away and get something cool.
Different gauge faces.
Right, exactly. In fact, when we were there at SEMA last November, there's a company they actually did the gauge faces for the SEMA cars. Yeah. And I'm hoping that they offer aftermarket versions as well for that. Tough to say right now. We could only hope. But, you know, whatever GM can't provide, I'm sure the aftermarket will take care of on one level or another. We're always pushing for individuality and customization of that stuff.
They always do.
So I wish we had a more solid answer. But, you know, it's not going to be long before we're going to find out for sure.
To be continued.
That's right. So I guess we need to pick a winner.
Yeah. We got from 7, but we've got a few past winners in there, so
right. There's we appreciate all voicemails, and I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Let's do the last one.
The last one.
About
the four pack. Yeah, because I want to
know
too.
About the four pack gauge.
I don't know. It's close second with the guy that asked about the superchargers, though.
Yeah.
He's a winner too.
Okay.
We got enough stuff back here in the Camaro Z28.com prize vault, which. You know, I just had to go past security to get in there, but I'm quick.
Well, congratulations. You are winners.
You are big wieners.
Email us at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
With your forum username.
And
you better have one, too.
Yeah, your address and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and just remind us of what you won and the phone number you used to call in.
Yeah.
And we'll get some goodies out there for you. Please include your shirt size in case we send you something that is shirt related.
What about head size for a hat?
One size fits all, my friend. Oh, I almost forgot this. I was about ready to hit the button to wrap it up. Smooth locks for 2010 Camaros are now in production and available for pre-ordering.
Really?
Yeah. I'm very, very happy to announce this.
Cool. So they come in all sorts of different colors? And
nope,
everything?
Just one. But they do come in the appropriate size. If you don't know what a smooth lock is, go to smoothlock.com. It's a product that I produce that really smooths out the lines of the car because a door lock is kind of a ugly portion of a body style. Notice how you never see a door lock on an artist rendering of what a future car is going to look like, because they're
true.
Ugly.
That's
they're
true.
Ugly. They break up the lines of the car. Even something so small makes a huge difference.
That tiny.
There's hundreds of happy smooth lock owners out there. A lot of fourth gen guys have them. It's for keyless entry cars, of course, and which the 2010 Camaro is.
Yes.
So it only needs one. It's $9.99 pre-order at CZ28store.com.
Okay.
Free shipping in the lower 48 states. Cheap shipping to Canada, but here's the cool part. I didn't have a very good picture because the only chance I had to was when we were doing our test drive last month, and it was crappy. It was salty on the roads from Detroit in the wintertime and all that junk, so I don't have a very good picture. Anybody who buys one, puts it on their 2010 Camaro, submits their photo. If I use it in the store that I sell them in, they get double their money back.
Oh, nice.
And there's a bonus contest. The first one to submit it, no matter if their image is chosen or not, gets their money back for free, right there on the spot.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Nice.
It's kind of a little contest to get people to help me out with a good image. So, I'm really I really like this product. It's fun and it's easy. It takes 2 seconds to stick on and it works.
Yeah.
Works well.
Yeah.
I mean, you got them on your cars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Had one on my CTS-V.
Right. I use your photo in the photo gallery at smoothlock.com.
Yeah.
It's just one of my little side ventures there. So, definitely check it out. And, pre-order one if you got a 2010 Camaro, because no 2010 Camaro would be complete without a smooth lock.
Yeah.
And enough of that. I think we're done.
I think we covered all our bases this week.
I'm almost out of breath from this one.
I'm sure we'll be talking about pictures maybe next week of cars arriving at dealers and owners taking delivery. So that's exciting.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot more to talk about.
I can't wait to read those stories.
Yeah. I can't wait to keep updating my website about my car.
Yeah.
PhantomSS.com. Another plug. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for being part of our community, and thanks for calling in.
We'll see you next week.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182, or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.